You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Joining us in the studio this morning, Patrick Michael Carnahan. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Mark.
Patrick, I know you to be an artist. You are a painter. You're a musician. You have the Black Irish Band. You put on all sorts of events here in the Motherlode. You're just an all-around artist, aren't you?
Well, I try to pay my rent like everybody else. Sometimes, Tuolumne County, you got to be creative. You know?
You're very talented. Tell us about some of these paintings that you have, because you're really into locomotives. And
yeah, I'm actually coming out with a 2019 calendar of my railroad artwork, some featuring our local Sierra Railroad and Westside Lumber Company, Yosemite Valley Railroad, and that's coming out shortly. And I've been painting since I was 8, and I specialize in West Coast historic railroads, mostly steam locomotives from about, 1850s all the way up to about 1940, somewhere around there, sometimes a little later than that, but mostly nostalgia steam locomotives.
Many of us have seen you perform before with Black Irish Band.
Yeah, we've been together, it's 29 years this October.
Still going strong?
Still doing well, yeah. We have a lot of local events coming up. We have the All Hallows Fair, and we're doing an event for the Chamber of Commerce, the historic Chamber of Commerce in our year at the Opera Hall on the second Saturday weekend. We're doing a Gold Rush Festival celebrating Sonora's Gold Rush heritage, and we are actually having some Columbia docents join us. It's going to be free to the public, and it's at the Opera Hall, and that's put on by the historic Chamber.
How many albums now?
Oh, boy. Last I checked, we had 26.
So will some of those CDs be available for purchase when you're performing?
Always, yeah. We always carry the last dozen or so titles, yes.
You mentioned you're going to be at the All Hallows Fair. Now, I believe you're behind that, are you not?
Yeah, the All Hallows Fair was created. Actually, it started in 1993, and then I stopped doing it. But then we realized a lot of people miss the old October Celtic New Year celebration. So we brought it out again, and this year it's October 27th, 28th, and it'll be our 10th anniversary. And like always, at our beautiful Motherlode Fairgrounds, where the fall colors are very beautiful with the poplars, it fits very much into the whole theme of the fall and the Celtic New Year.
Is it a family event?
Very family-oriented. In fact, this year, for the first time, we're offering free admission to children up to 12 years old can get in free both days.
And so, we're going to find food, beverage?
Food, beverage, you name it. We usually have about, a dozen food vendors. And we have wonderful, the Chamber is helping us. We're selling different beverages, you know, tavern style drinking, and there's some whiskeys there too. But overall, it's generally a family event. A lot of costume characters. We have six stages of nonstop music. A lot of great bands, Celtic, progressive, Americana, folk. You name it. There's something for everybody, including the wonderful Burning of the Harvest Man Saturday night.
And this takes place at the Motherlode Fairgrounds?
All at the Motherlode Fairgrounds here in Sonora.
And where do we find parking?
Parking will be at the fairgrounds itself for this event, as well as the local spots here in the community that most of us know about. But we do have parking at the fairgrounds for this particular event.
And the hours are?
The hours on Saturday are noon to 11 p.m. And then on Sunday, we're 11 to 6 p.m.
All right, Patrick. And for more information, what is the website?
Just go to All Hallows. AllHallowsFair.com, and you can find all the information about all the wonderful entertainers, the fire jugglers, dragons, and costume performers.
One of the most talented guys I know in the Motherlode, Patrick Michael Carnahan. Always good to see you.
Thanks, Mark. Good being here.